surface of blacktop?
Well, that you have to use a whole lot of that oil and tar and stuff like that to make a black room.
A black room?
That's right. That tar, creosote, stuff like that. There's a several mixture. I couldn't tell you how much mixture, but there's several mixtures.
I don't know myself.
several mixtures together.
What do you call a grassy strip that would be 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? The grass between the sidewalk and the street. Is there an issue?
I can't call it.
Okay, we can check back to that in a little bit.
I know, but I just can't tell you what it is, but what they call that, but it's, I know what you're talking about. I just can't tell you that. I know what it is, but I just can't think at this time what it is.
How about the ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
But we call that drainage ditch.
Drainage ditch.
That water will drain off of your road because it's made in a bevel, and you see where your water will run toward the ditch, and take the ditch and get it off the road.
What do you call a worthless dog that just sort of hangs around your house and eats scraps? Doesn't do any work.
That's a dog that you is not fitting for anything. I don't know. You know, we have deer dogs, bear dogs, and stuff like that. But if you won't run nothing, if you can't put him out of nothing, he's just a surplus dog. You know, all I know.
About surplus.
Yeah.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that's made by horses? Like at feeding time.
The
gentle sound that's made by horses when they're about to eat at feeding time or when they're content.
I don't understand your horse.
Yeah, well, you know the sound a horse makes whenever it's eating or
We call that a wicker.
Wicker?
That's true.
What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this that children like to pull?
They call that the wishbone.
Wishbone?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a second growth of hay or clover after the first growth has been mown down?
Well, you call that...
Now it's grown back again.
Well, you call that the second cutting of
second
hay.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
We call it cornbread.
Cornbread? And are there any other things that are made out of cornmeal that you eat here?
Well, not a great sight. Now you can take that corn, make a cornbread and take that cornbread after it's cooked and make what they call a stuffing to go in a chicken or a turkey or something like that. They call it stuffing, and you mix a good bit of that cornbread in that. Makes a real good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Is there anything else that might be fried or mixed another way with corn?
Now, that'll be corn. You can take corn before it gets too hard, you know, and cut it off in the roaster and make a little patties out of it, and you fry it. That's what they call fried roaster. Yeah, that's real good. It's young corn, you know, it's kind of corn gets hard.
What is it? It's called fried corn. Fried what? Roast? Fried? What's
fried
that?
Roaster. Most people call it roast deer patties, but you can make it in little patties, something like that.